sex.
It's the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan. Tim McKernan, Jim Hayes, Martin Kilquin with you. Tuesday edition of the program. We've been remembering Jack Snow throughout the day here. We'll take emails up until the final segment when we do the National Mortgage Email of the Day. Visited with Jack Youngblood about an hour
great
ago.
Great to hear from Jack Youngblood.
Yeah, he's also, I've only met him a couple times, but a great guy who can sit there and tell stories and tell all hours, which typically they will do. As promised, hopefully not oversold, a special guest on the line.
Yeah, you sold it pretty good.
Yeah, Jim and Tim, unaware of who our guest is. I'm just going to go right now and let the guest go. Guest, you're on the air.
Hey, this is the big man. www.thekidfrombrooklyn. What's doing over there in Missouri there?
Hey, what's doing?
Hey, I tell you, the big man, you know, it's one thing I can't stand is criers, you know. You got a lot of criers over there in Missouri, you know. They like to cry a lot, you know. Let them come down here to Brooklyn. I'll show them what a crier is, you know what I'm saying? You guys like to cry a lot over there, eh?
Hey, what are we crying about?
All the time.
Hey, what are we crying about?
Hey, you're crying about them Cardinals, for Christ's sake. I mean, geez, why don't you get a rich guy to come in there and buy some good players? At least you have a decent team, you know. Go back to the Bob Gibson days when you had a dynasty over there. Get a rich guy like Steinbrenner to buy some good players, you know what I'm saying?
For the record, for those that are not familiar with who this is the guy that was passed along to me by one of our salespeople, Tim Shine, emailed me. He goes, you got to check this site out and link it to your site because this stuff's unbelievable. So I click on it. It's thekidfrombrooklyn.com. And this stuff is some of the – it takes a lot outside of between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. to make me laugh legitimately out loud. This craft that this guy does – and I don't know if it's real or not, but either way, it's hilarious.
Everything I do is real. It's one thing. The big man's not a phony guy. That's one thing I'm telling you right off the beanball. Everything I do is real.
All right, tell our listeners, how did this start? Because you can go online, thekidfrombrooklyn.com, and get Mike's take – on the world of sports, and you can click on his videos, whether he's ranting about Steinbrenner, ranting about Fat Day.
For example, your idea, the big man, is to clean up the airwaves and avoid a threat of terrorism, have Bat Day every day at the airlines.
Hey, listen, that's the only way to do it. I mean, look, they have Bat Day every year at all these stadiums. Why not have Bat Day every day at the airline terminals? Every passenger that boards a plane, you hand them a big Louisville slugger. What could it cost the airlines? $2-3 a piece wholesale? You hand it to every passenger that boards a plane. Now, if you're one of these terrorists and you get on that plane and you see 300 people armed with baseball bats, what are you going to do? You're going to stick your finger up your ear and whistle Dixie. You get the hell out of there.
Martin, this is a 10, by the way, not an 8.
This is the kid from Brooklyn.com. You can go to his website.
Now, what is his name? He's an Italian
gentleman. Mike, what's your last name?
The big man.
Mike Caracciolo, www.thekidfrombrooklyn.com.
Mike Caracciolo. He looks like an extra from The Sopranos. He's got the wife beater.
I think he kind of looks like Marlon Brando.
No, you should be on The Sopranos.
Hey, I should be, you know, but David Chase didn't discover me yet, you know what I'm saying? I know as soon as he sees me, he'll put me on there, you know. Right away, the ratings are going to go up 50%, you know, that I guarantee it.
Now, you're a big George Steinbrenner guy, aren't you?
Hey, listen, let me explain something to you. I'm the old-fashioned guy. I like to when the teams used to bring up their own players through the farm system. I mean, anybody today with money can go out and hire an army. I mean, for God's sake, if you wanted to go get Bin Laden and you had enough money, you hire soldiers of fortune. They go smoke them out of them hills over there in Iraq or wherever he is. Believe me, I like teams that bring up the ball players from scratch. You know, get them when they're real young and prime them and bring them up. None of this nonsense going buying other teams' players. I mean, if you got money, anybody can do that.
Excuse
you know what I'm saying, fellas? I don't go in for that stuff.
Excuse me, the big man, I'm from New York. I'm actually a New Yorker, and I grew up a Yankee fan. And I recall when they used the farm system, they had players like Horace Clark and Celerino Sanchez.
Hey, what about
hey!
What about Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, Phil Rizzuto? I mean, I'm going way back. Whitey Ford. They didn't buy. And first of all, the ball players in them days, they never made 1% of what these ball players make today. And in the old days, I used to go to Yankee Stadium and Brooklyn and Ebbets Field, and you go there 2 hours before the game, and the ball players, they would sign an autograph for nothing, for free. They're only too happy to do it.
Forget
today,
about
you
it.
Wait outside for 6 hours waiting for a ball player to walk inside the stadium, and you're asking for an autograph. You know what they tell you? Get out of here! We don't sign nothing. They want $500 today to sign a baseball. What kind of malarkey is that? The hell with them. I wouldn't give them a dime. You know what I'm saying? The old days of ball players, they're rolling over their graves. They signed it for nothing. They got these $100 million contracts. Who knows how much they make a year in endorsements, and they won't sign
put this guy with Klaibs.
A fan that supports them all their life. A little kid, they wouldn't sign an autograph.
Have you become a celebrity now from your website, as a lot of people are catching on to it?
Listen, I tell you, I get about 10,000 emails a day. I can't keep up with it. And everybody likes it because you know why? They always tell me, big man, you got the guts to tell the truth. And that's what I do. I tell things that most people ain't got the guts to say. And, you know, I like with the ball players today. What the hell with them? I wouldn't even want an autograph from one of them, even if I paid them, because they should give it to the fans for free. The fans are entitled to free autographs. So what do you guys take on that? Do you think that we should pay these ball players for an autograph, or do you figure they're entitled to give it out to their fans for nothing? Let me hear what you're going to tell me.
Tell them, Cat.
I think a lot of them do give free autographs. It depends on the player.
I went over to that Shaq one time, you know, the basketball player. You know, I'm 6'6". He made me look like a midget. You know, I said, "Listen, do me a favor, sir. Can you sign this for my nine-year-old nephew?" You know what he told me? Get out of here!
Because you were like, you said, "Hey, Shaq."
I don't sign autographs. Imagine a guy telling you that. I don't sign autographs.
Because the big man, you went up to...
$500, he signed it.
You went up to him and you said, "Hey, sign it for my nephew. His name is the big man. His name is the big man."
The guy, he's one of your biggest fans. Get out of here. That's what he said. I remember the exact words. Get out of here. I don't sign autographs.
We're visiting with Mike Caracciolo, the kid from Brooklyn.com. You're a ticket broker, 6'6" gentleman, I guess, in the 400-pound range.
400 pounds, I tell you. I'm going in for that bariatric surgery in a couple of weeks. The big man's going to lose a couple of 100 pounds. So be on the alert. I'm going down this time. I can't take the weight no more. Honest to God, fella.
You ever kill a man?
Getting to me.
Hey, big man, you ever kill a man?
Never killed a man. I would never harm anyone. I roar like a tiger, but I tell you, I'm gentle as a lamb. The big man might hurt you, but I ain't going to kill you.
Are you a married man?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'm a married man.
Now, what does your wife think about your song and dance?
My wife thinks I'm crazy. My wife thinks I'm stone cold nuts. Every time I do one of my skits on a computer, she runs out of the house.
Now you
can't take it, I tell you the truth. Don't forget www.thekidfrombrooklyn.com, you know. And tell them that if they're going to email me, they got to wait a couple of weeks. And like I said, I get 5,000-10,000 of them a day. I had to go out and buy two new computers. That's so many emails I get. I had to get two more email addresses. It overloaded my computer.
Hey, big man, tell us about your background. What did you do before you were a ticket broker? And we established you never killed a man. Tell us how you ended up at this point in your life.
Well, I tell you, you know, you got the new technology today and... You know, I call a computer a machine. You know, now I call it a computer. I used to call it a machine, and I had a friend of mine. That's he showed me how to work it, and he showed me. They look, well, we'll put you up there. And I said, you know, the people might be interested in some of the stories I have to say, you know, because I want to show them how the world was and where we're at today. And I want to show people out there how plain and simple and pure things was 50 years ago. And today things are so synthetic and complicated, it's unbelievable today. Today it's the end of the world today. Anything goes today. Anything goes. Where years ago people respected one another, people protected their own neighborhoods, nobody would come in my neighborhood and even think of robbing a pencil, let alone robbing a house or a car, because they knew if they got caught, they weren't leaving there in good shape. You guys know what I mean. We're on general radio here. I want to give your listeners out there a little general idea how things were back when I was a kid. Forget about these drugs and all this garbage. It didn't exist in my time. You want to know why? You know what they would do to a drug dealer? They would hang up.
They'd buy him a pencil.
From the nearest telephone pole that they show everybody. This is what you get if you sell drugs. But it's a new world today. What are you going to do? It's very hard to adjust to a world like this, a guy like me. I'm from the old school. Like I said, when everything was pure, we didn't have none of these fast food places that serve all this garbage you got today. We had restaurants and we dressed properly in our time today. Anything goes today. Anything goes. And that's the way you'll see it all on my website, www.thekidfrombrooklyn.com.
I think we got that.
Blibbity blah.
And you've got the videos on there, and one of them is just go F yourself, and you basically explain how that just kind of sums it all up. And then at the end, though, you've dropped the F-bomb about 80 times. You say, as always, the big man's happy to see you.
And the big man's always happy to see you. Hey, listen, fellas, we live in a world today. I don't know how much longer we got to go. I mean,
3-4 hours.
I mean, let me ask you a question. You see me, I'm from the old school. We spent trillions of dollars, never mind billions, trillions, developing these nuclear weapons. Am I correct or am I not correct?
You're correct, sir.
When are we going to use them? I want to ask, when are you going to use them? When it's too late? Do you think if one of these
advocating
terrorist
use of
groups
nuclear
had what we had, do you think they would hesitate for one heartbeat to use it? Come on, you're educated people. Do you think they would use it if they had what we had?
Well, where would you like us to shoot the nuclear weapon?
Here's what you do. You're after this bin Laden. You give them 30 days, the whole country, to give them up. All in a mouth. They don't give them up. You give them a small case. A little case. It's in a small nuke over there. I don't want to kill
small
destroy the whole country. I only want to kill a million or two. Just give them a small
million
case.
Or two.
You'll see how the rest
small
of the world
nuke
will
over
react.
There.
Really?
The Chinese, the Russians, they'll go running like cockroaches. You want to know why? You know, it's like a kid, you know, and you're in school and when you were young and a bully's trying to pick on you all the time and hit you. But what happens when you hit him back? What happens when you hit him back?
He punched me in the nose and made me cry.
And they run. They run when you hit him back. Anyway, that's what we got to do. We got to give them a small taste. Just a little taste. That's all I want to do. Hey, and second of all, I want to see if the damn thing works. Ain't you interested if it works? I mean, how are we going
to
test it out if it works? You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe we test by dropping it on Cleveland.
Hey, listen, Cleveland, you got a lot of good people all over right there. I don't want to kill nobody in this country. I'm an American, believe me. No matter where, now, that's another thing. No matter, all these people are knocking President Bush, this, that. Listen, whether I agree with him, disagree with him, he's the father of this country, and he's like my own father. I got to go along with him. Even though I don't disagree with him sometimes, but I got to go along with the guy. I don't want to talk bad about him. He's like my father. And I want to tell that to the public out there. You can't go against a president of a country, for God's sakes. I mean, the guy's not a Hitler. He's not a killer. Maybe he made a few errors, but everybody makes errors. Can you get somebody else in there that's going to do a better job? Do you know of anybody? Put anybody in there. They're all the same, for Christ's sake. You know what I'm saying, fellas? They're all the same.
Hey, the big man, as always, we're happy to talk to you here on 590 The Fan
hey,
in St. Louis.
Fellas, like I said, I don't want to hear no crying over there no more. You know what I'm saying? I hate people that whine, you know? That's what bothers a big man. People that whine deserve a Louisville slugger right across the kneecap.
Let me tell you.
Anyway, fellas, look, it was nice talking to you. I hope the Cardinals this year they get a one. I can't stand these Yankees winning every year. I want to see another team. And I remember St. Louis a couple of good years back. They had a dynasty over there. And I want to see them come back. I want to see them Cardinals come back real strong. And I, honest to God, from the bottom of my heart, I want to see some good competition in the major leagues today. I don't want to see one man buy all the good players and that team wins. So let's go Cardinals this year, fellas.
There he is.
All right, thank you. That's the big man.
All right, there's the big man, www.thekidfrombrooklyn.com. And the big man's always happy to see you.
All right, thank you. That's the big man, our surprise guest for today, Mike Caracciolo.
Gotta get a small taste over there.
The kid from Brooklyn.com.
Just a small nuke will be fine.
Terrible how people stereotype folks from New York and the East Coast. He's got a steaming plate of spaghetti meatballs waiting for him right now at about 10:15.
He's ripping away everyone dresses. I see him in a wife beater.
That's what I wanted to address. I wanted to address that.
Are you married? Yes. That's the big man. Tanya Roberts, for some reason, is coming up next on 590 The Fan.